Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are some people that believe it's never okay to lie.
Yep.
I believe, what was our producer's name before? Jessica.
Steph.
That's right, producer Steph. She was one of them. She didn't really, maybe now that she's got kids, but coming into this, she was definitely the purest part of our show.
Sure, because you could even ask her, like, I'm not sure if this dress looks right on me. She would say, Mel, it probably isn't the best one for you because of this.
She had a good way of
she was never mean about
no,
it. But sometimes I think you gotta like spare it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most of us can agree that sometimes it is okay in
this
case.
And researchers say that we actually should teach our children to lie for that reason. And what they mean by that is like to spare someone's feelings.
Do they say you should teach your children to lie?
Because kids, when somebody says, do I look like this? You don't want your kid to say, yeah, you do. You know what I mean? Because it just comes off wrong. And that's what they're saying. We need to teach them things like that, like how to spare someone's feelings. Like it's not going to do anybody any good to just hurt their feelings. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and I get that. I get that because, boy, no one's more honest than kids. Your breath stinks. You know, like, I had my kid do that to somebody in line at the grocery store.
Did their breath stink?
It was a little old lady who bent down and said, your breath smells. It's like, oh, my God,
no.
You can't do that.
Oh, no. Well,
that would be a good time to have her say, and just don't say anything, honey.
Well, actually, it would be a good time for you. That's when it is okay to lie, when you say it's not my child.
Oh, yeah.
833-287-1037. Well, let's go to Anna Marie. Anna Marie is in Leucadia. And Anna Marie, when is it okay for you to lie?
You know, sometimes you just have to lie to your kids. Like, for example, I tell my daughter every day that I vacuum the monsters out of the house before bedtime so she'll go to sleep. And, of course, I do no such thing, but it does get her to bed, and then she doesn't struggle.
Anna Marie, it's a great call.
Yep.
It's a great lie, but it's not a lie. I'm sorry. That's not a lie.
Sure it
that's
is. Parenting. There's no monsters in the house.
Aren't there? Uh-huh. Miss Afraid of the Dark. Aren't there monsters in the house?
I used to make monster go away spray that had lavender oil in it.
I remember
because then it makes them go to sleep, too.
You drugged your kids is what you're saying, Tam.
No, it's a natural oil, but it does make you sleepy. Lavender does. So, relaxed. Oop, that's too many.
Blake is joining us on Oceanside.
Is it ever okay to lie to somebody? And if it is, what would be the proper time to do that?
And by the way, yes, you look good in that dress, or no, that dress has not already been used about a billion times.
Right. Well, I lied yesterday.
Uh-oh, what'd you lie about?
Okay.
I pulled out of my parking spot, and I turned right at the stop sign, and there was a sheriff's deputy sitting there.
Okay.
And he said, hey, you didn't stop at that stop sign. And I said, oh, I was behind the building where I stopped about 10 feet prior because I wasn't sure whether there was somebody crossing the street. And he said, you stopped 10 feet prior. I said, yeah. He goes, all right, I guess so, and let me go.
Wow.
So sometimes lying is a good thing, I got to tell you.
Now, let me ask you this, Blake. Did you have that lie planned should you ever get busted for rolling through a stop sign? Because that's pretty quick thinking.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say that I'm a psychopath or anything like that.
You've had that lie planned, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
I prepare. I'm a preparer.
If I ever break the law and roll through the stop sign, I'm going to go ahead and tell them this story, which apparently works. Now, I have to imagine that's your get-out-of-jail-free card. That's it. You've used it. Now you've got to come up with a better lie.
Yeah, probably used that.
All right.
I'd have to agree.
Or another option, perhaps just stop.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm
going to
go to now.
Okay, there you go, Blake.
Good. All right,
thank you, sweetheart.
All right, thanks, guys.
Again, there are some that flat out disagree with everything we're talking about. It's never okay to lie. Thou shalt not lie is a Ten Commandment, for crying out loud. Maybe there should be a ... after that.
However.
Except.
Yeah.
833-287-1037. Let's go to you, Jim, in Mission Valley. When is it okay to lie?
So I just kind of think it's okay to lie when you're sparing somebody's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
because when me and my girlfriend started dating, she was getting into painting. And honestly, she was pretty bad at it, but I kind of enjoyed that she was doing it. So if I would have told her that she was bad, she probably would have quit. So, well, now she's really great at painting.
Oh,
okay. Well, that's it. Okay,
see?
That's a good story.
You would have squelched her creativity, and she wouldn't have expanded that. For sure.
That's a really interesting way to look at it, because you admit you blatantly lied.
Right.
Knowing that, okay, here's the deal. This is not a good painting. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple things here. First of all, I kind of like the fact that he's doing this. It gives me a chance to do the things I like to do as well. It's cool to have hobbies separate from each other. As long as we still hang out with each other, it's good. But
a more
important thing was he didn't want to squelch what she loved to do.
Right.
And now she's good at it.
Yeah.
I like that. That, to me, seems it would be okay to lie then, in my opinion.
Sure.
You agree with that opinion?
I do too. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Summer, what do you got to say about this whole thing?
I don't think it's okay to lie, and we actually teach our kids that it's not okay to lie because there's always something else that you can say. So even when somebody has a bad outfit on and they don't, you know, they're asking you, you can always say, oh, that blue really brings out your eyes. Or if there's ever, you know, you have, like, ugly baby moments, and you can, like, you know, there's always babies. There's always a couple that are like, oh, goodness gracious. And so we've just had our kids like, oh, your baby smells so sweet, or, you know, just something other than the truth.
Okay,
so you're not telling lies.
But what if they ask a specific question? Like, they have the worst haircut you've ever seen in your life. It's horrible, and it makes them look terrible. And they say, do you like my haircut? How do you answer that then?
Wow, I really like the color of your hair. Like, it looks really good. Or the way that you've styled it. I'm sure it will look really good.
So you won't tell your child it's okay to lie, but you will tell them it's okay to BS them.
Not that it's BSing, but I just think that there's always something that you can say that's nice to someone without hurting their feelings and without telling a lie.
Yes, I guess. It's an admirable parenting trait, and good for you for raising your child that way. I don't know. How possible that is. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think.
I know.
And there's so many times that I've avoided an uncomfortable conversation mm-hmm. with my kids mm-hmm. that, quite frankly, I wasn't ready to answer. Right. Maybe it's my own thing.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I think there's moments that, yes, you need to not be 100% truthful. There's times,
Summer
especially
says
when it comes to
Summer
like,
says absolutely not.
Okay. I bet that's how Summer deals with it, you know.
Summer, you're either the best parent ever, or you've never been asked an uncomfortable question by your child.
Yeah, one of the two.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.